now, America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. We're also on YouTube on 15 podcast platforms and 238 radio stations across the country. Our newest affiliate is KYSL AM and FM in Alexandria, Louisiana. Very happy to have those folks on board. Want to thank David Gratian for putting us on there. He is the program director. We're on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8. Happy to be in Louisiana and make them part of the America's Healthcare Advocate family. Like I said, you can follow us on YouTube if you want. It's America's Healthcare Advocate. All of these shows are videotaped by our producer, Mr. David Thiessen, and he posts these all up on the YouTube platform. So if you hear a show or you go back up there and you look at a show and you want to tell somebody about it or share it with somebody, you can certainly do that. And today may be one of the ones you do want to share, especially if you have a seasoned citizen, one of us that is chronologically challenged in your home, or happens to be your mother, your dad, your grandmother, etc. Because we're going to talk about hearing loss and how seasoned citizens often ignore this to their peril and the side effects of ignoring it and what could happen. So joining us in studio today is Shannon Schneller. Yes. From Focus Hearing.
Yes,
and
sir.
Shannon is my hearing expert, and I'm wearing two hearing aids, which I'll show you later in the broadcast. But we're going to talk about why hearing aids are so important and what happens if you don't bother to wear one. Let's move on. Also, if you are chronologically challenged and you're looking for Medicare health insurance, you can always call the lovely Kira Lee Steele at 877-385-2224. She's with RPS Benefits by Design. That's 877-385-2224. I don't care where you are in the country, she can help you. If you're looking for a Medicare plan or a Medicare Advantage plan, you're turning 65, she's the person you want to call. If you're an employer and you're looking for health insurance, you can also call RPS Benefits by Design at that same number and ask for Maria Ahlers. Also, if you happen to be someone out there who is a 1099 employee and looking for health insurance, you don't qualify for ACA, give her a call. She may have a product that can help you with that. So once again, that's RPS Benefits by Design at 877-385-2224. All right. So I invited Shannon here today because I wanted to talk about this topic of hearing. And what brought it to my attention was a friend of mine who told me that they were having a very difficult time with their mother because she did not want to wear a hearing aid because she didn't want people to see her with the hearing aid. Well, I'm going to show you something, okay? I have two of these in, and this is how big it is. You probably can barely see that. Now, Dave will tell you that he's never seen this thing on me because it's the first time I ever told him I'm wearing one, but that's what it looks like. That sits behind my ear, and this thing is in my ear, and you cannot see it. You have no idea that I'm wearing it. I will tell you this. This particular model of hearing aid, which Shannon introduced me to, is the best hearing aid I've ever had, and I've had a couple of different ones, but this particular one has made an enormous difference for me. So, Shannon, let's just start with that. Seniors, men in particular, and this story I told happens to be a woman because she was concerned about how it was going to make her look, which is the purpose of my taking that thing off and showing it to the audience. Why is it so important that they don't let this go? And this particular case, this woman has been her children have been trying to get her to do this for the last 4 years. Now, tell me why, if you continue to let it go, what happens to your hearing if you continue not to correct it by putting in a hearing aid?
It's just like anything that's medical. If you catch it early, it's so much easier to treat. Stage one versus stage four. If you think about being in a hole, would you rather be in a hole when you're in your knee deep or chest deep? And it's about that jump back to normal hearing. And when that hearing process has just atrophied and not being stimulated and used, once you do decide to put a hearing aid on it years later, those systems can have issues reactivating. And so it's just easier to make a smaller jump back to normal than to waiting and having to make this huge transition.
So what happens then is if you don't treat it, it continues to decrease.
Absolutely.
And then when you've, now after 5 years, I think I'll get a hearing aid, you may not be able to recover what you could have had if you had treated it in the first year you experienced hearing loss.
Absolutely. I think it's important to understand that hearing aids can only help the health of the ear that you put it on. So if an ear has atrophied and you just can't understand speech as good as the next person can, that hearing aid cannot fix that. It can only help what your results are. So if you sat there and atrophied and you can't go back to normal, your hearing aid can't magically take you back to normal. It can only help the health of the ear that you put it on.
So the old adage, as you mentioned, of the sooner you catch it, the sooner you treat it, the better off you're going to be. Here's the other thing. When this first starts, I know with me, when it first started, I really wasn't all that aware of it.
Correct.
Okay. The typical thing, I can't hear the TV. I would turn it up loud and Laurie's like, can you turn that down? You got it up awful loud.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, it dawned on me, you know what? I need to go get a hearing test. And when I did, I had pretty good hearing, but I still had a significant loss in certain areas.
Yes.
And what's happened by putting in these hearing aids, these Phonak is the brand that I have. It's amazing. I mean, it really is remarkable the difference that it's made for me. And I don't have to struggle anymore, especially when I'm at a business setting or at a business luncheon or at a dinner or in a meeting with folks. It's just so much easier for me to communicate. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Can you? What did you say? I mean, you don't have to deal with that anymore. And even if it's just everyday life, just talk about how I think that it improves the quality or overall quality of life.
Well, in your defense, hearing loss can be very, very sneaky. It's gradual. You don't realize where you're at because you don't have a reference to normal. Where you are today is your everyday normal, and you swear you're fine. It's your loved ones that spend time with you, like, no, Dad, I said 10, not 2. Or your wife is, you know, complaining about the TV being loud. You just don't have a reference to what normal hearing is. And so it's very common for a first-time patient coming in for a hearing test, we're already at a moderate hearing loss just because the awareness is not there. So that's important. That's why it's really important to get a baseline. Even if you feel like you're fine, find out if you're fine because you just don't know.
So that makes sense. I mean, we talk about baselines for a lot of things. You know, when we're talking about mammograms, you're talking about a baseline. We're talking about dementia or the oncoming of Alzheimer's, you're talking about getting a baseline so you understand if you're are you progressing further with disease? Are you arresting the disease? Whatever. This is exactly the same thing. So what we're basically saying to people is you need to think about and get a hearing test. Now, I focused on seasoned citizens here, those of us that are chronologically challenged, but it doesn't necessarily start with people. So talk a little about that, because you could be in your 30s and 40s and still have these kind of issues, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you think about the baby boomers. We have the largest generation entering into that demographic. But just increasing awareness so that patients my age, like when I'm at a traffic light and I can feel the music next to me on my chest bone, we just don't, you know, we think we're young and invincible. We don't realize what we're doing of longevity of our lives, what we're doing to our hearing. So just increasing awareness is very, very important. And of course, as we age, we want to age well.
So to circle back to that, because we've all had that moment where we're sitting at a traffic light and the person pulls up next to us and the whole damn car is vibrating and you can feel it, you know, in your car. How much are they damaging their hearing when they're doing that?
When it comes to damaging your hearing, it's about the strength of the signal and the duration of the signal. So if you work in a noisy environment over your career, obviously you're exposing your hearing system to more damage than the next person who's sitting in a nice, quiet office setting.
Right.
So you just want to be careful and protect your hearing, even if you're mowing the grass. I tell my patients, please don't listen to music while you're mowing the grass, because that music has to be louder than the lawnmower. Protect what you've got. It's really, really important. Because those noise-induced hearing losses, it's clarity issues. You know people are talking, but you just cannot tell what they say. And typically with noise-induced hearing loss, you might experience some tinnitus, tomato, tomato,
right.
The ringing, some sort of foreign noise that you're perceiving in your ears. That's all related.
So when you're listening to those boom speakers in your car that are vibrating the whole damn car and the car next to you, you may have a problem if you do that for 4 or 5 years and you're listening to your favorite rap music or whatever it is, blasting as you're rolling down the highway. Well, there you go. There's a piece of information for those of you that are not chronologically challenged. By the way, if you want to learn more about this, go to myfocushearing.com, myfocushearing.com. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIE Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay right there. We're going to be right back.
The Golden Rule. Treat others as you want to be treated. I'm Steve Keeker, and this is one of the founding principles of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Since 2002, our value statement has included honor our mother and father, respect our elders, care for those in need, and treat your family as our own. We've been honored to help hundreds of families make one of the most difficult decisions they could ever make, serving them in their greatest time of need. If you're looking for someone who can provide you experienced and objective guidance when searching for a senior care community, reach out today and discover the services of Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. Know your options and choose with care at seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HIE Radio Network. If you want to send me an email, maybe you got a question, something I can help you with, or a topic for the show, americashealthcareadvocate.com. Go to the website, send me the email. I will get it, and I will respond. In studio with me, Shannon Schneller. She is the owner of Focus Hearing, been doing this for 25 years, and is very good at it, I might add. If you are someone who has had a hearing test, or you're someone in your family who you see struggling with this issue, you might want to have them go see the folks at My Focus Hearing. MyFocusHearing.com. The phone number, 913-754-2144. 913-754-2144. They're great people, and they do great follow-up work. I can tell you that, you know, I've had a couple of issues with these hearing aids. The place I was at before, not so good with service. Totally different here. I've been extremely happy with how these folks work, and it's been a very good relationship for me and for my wife, Lauren. Both of us go to Focus Hearing. They do a great job. So now we're going to talk about sudden hearing loss. So first, we're talking about how, you know, it degrades over a period of time and what you need to do. So we're going to talk about sudden hearing loss. And again, I'm going to tell you a story about me. So back in 1985, I had a brand new Cadillac. I had taken it into the dealership, had it serviced, brought it back about a week later, and told them the radio's not functioning properly. There's no sound coming out of the speakers on the driver's side of the car. The service technician, who was the service manager, sat me in the car and said, "Put your hand over the speaker." The speaker was working just fine. It was my ear that wasn't working. I then went to have a hearing test. They referred me to a doctor. I went to see a doctor after that. And the doctor said, "Mr. Hall, there's a 1 in 100,000 chance that you've got a brain tumor." Well, it was my lucky day. I had one. Okay, and I went to the House Ear Institute and had that acoustic aroma removed. And when they found that it was the size of a golf ball, when they took it out, it was the size of a tennis ball. And I was very fortunate that I had not waited any longer, because if it had broken into my brain sac, it would have become malignant and it probably would have killed me. So I'm telling that story for a reason. Talk about how you respond to, if you have a, I don't care how old you are, a sudden loss in hearing.
Yes.
Shannon?
I just want to reiterate how important it is to catch it in the first 48 hours. It's critical. So when you notice, please start making phone calls for yourself to get a hearing test, ear, nose, and throat doctor. And when you call them, make sure they understand this is a sudden loss. "Oh, we can get you in 3 weeks." Please, no, advocate for yourself. This is something that needs to be addressed in the first 2 days, because your ability to recover diminishes the longer that you wait. If that is for something that's caused by virus, things like that, medication, little different situation for you.
Yeah.
Still very, very important. But I just want to let your listeners know that the first 48 hours are just absolutely critical.
Yeah. So one of the things in the show notes that I was going over at 5 o'clock this morning was the link to COVID, which I'm looking down and went, what?
Right.
So talk about that, because I this is the first, and I've done countless shows on COVID with every doctor, from St. Luke's and other places. They're experts. Just nobody talked about this hearing loss thing.
Right.
I had no idea. So talk about that.
Well, and I want to be careful here, because I don't think there's been any official findings. I know they're doing studies right now, how COVID-19, one of the effects of that was a change in hearing on one side. I do know that within my own practice, I did see it. How we're going to track that, that's going to be years from now. But I saw it in my clinic, And so just kind of waiting to hear on what the official word on that is. But I did see it.
Yeah. So the point there is, you know, we can wait till the government gets around to it. God help us all. Okay. Or if you do think you've had a hearing loss and you may, you know, it's funny, about two or three people I know recently just had COVID. It's still out there, people. It has not gone away. Okay. Right. And there are a lot of things people experience, like loss of taste. You know, they call them COVID long haulers, you know. But this is the first time I've heard mentioned that it could affect your hearing. And if you've had COVID then, and you are having difference in hearing, or your wife or your daughter or your son says to you, hey, there's something going on here. Obviously, you're saying now's the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So what, if they discover that, then are you, you know, the patients you've had, has that been something where putting in a hearing aid has made a difference for them, or does the hearing eventually come back? How has that worked out for the
one? And that's directly related to how soon do you get in and get it looked at? Typically on something like that, if it's viral, they give a steroid injection, helps you recover. That's why if you wait, that injection doesn't do you as much good. So that's why it's important to catch it early. Hearing aids, once again, can only help the health of the ear that you put it on. So it's up to the healthcare professional to decide, is that hearing aid going to help that ear, or do we need to do something similar to what you have, like a bicross, where one is ear transmitter, picks up sound and sends it to the other ear. So there's lots of options, and it's very individualized, and it's really just dependent on what you can recover to.
All right, so once again, we're back to this theme, which we keep rolling back to. The sooner that you realize you've got an issue and you deal with it, the better the outcome's going to be.
Of course.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, one of the problems we have is there seems to be a fear amongst people as they age sometimes in admitting, hey, I've got a problem.
Well, that's 90% of the process. You know, we joke about this all the time at Focus Hearing. Like, we save marriages every day. We save relationships. If you're just not aware, I'm sure there's loved ones in your circle that have made you aware, but listening to it and accepting it is a whole nother process. So there are barriers to hearing better. I know there's stigmas. We'll go over all of that as well. But, you know, I had a mentor maybe 20 years ago, and one of his favorite lines was, there comes a point when that hearing loss is that it becomes easier for me to hide your hearing aid than it is for you to hide your hearing loss.
Okay.
And that's very, very true. Just for you, an example, half the people that you run into don't even see that you have a hearing aid.
No, Dave said when I said I was going to show this on the show today, he said, I've never noticed that you had that thing.
Right.
But I literally, my level of functionality with this thing off drops like a rock.
Yes.
I can still hear, but nowhere. Look, when I'm on phone conferences, Zoom conferences, when I'm sitting at lunch, there's a quick story about this. It's kind of interesting. I only have hearing in one ear because of the acoustic neuroma. I lost the hearing in this ear. Well, I never allowed myself to get the second hearing. Why? I don't have an ear over there, right? You convinced me to do it. I did it. And I don't have to position people when I go to a meeting or a luncheon meeting or a dinner meeting that whoever sits on this side of me, I'm not going to hear a thing you say. You need to be up here. Now I don't have that issue. Now I've got it. So it's interesting how that simple thing changed my focus in terms of my meetings and direct contact with people that I work
Absolutely.
With. If this is you, you know, you've got this issue, or you know somebody in your family that's got it, really do take the time. Go to the website, myfocushearing.com. You can probably schedule an appointment up there, right?
Absolutely.
Do it online, okay, or call them. They've got two offices, 913-754-2144, 913-754-2144. Next segment, we're going to talk about what kind of hearing aids and how do they determine what works best for you. And we're going to talk about why you probably shouldn't buy that thing right off the television screen. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HI Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay right there. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. By the way, this show is going to be broadcast nationally. Yes, Shannon is here, and she is here at Overland Park with her two clinics, but I want everybody in the country to hear what she is saying so you understand these issues that surround hearing loss. sudden or gradual, whatever the case may be. So we're going to broadcast this on all 238 stations. It will be up on YouTube. So if it's your husband or it's your wife or it's your dad, okay, or your mom that you want to tell, you know, don't listen to me. Go watch this. Go up on the YouTube channel, pull it down, or go up on one of the podcast channels and they can listen to it, you know, while you've got them in the car. Okay, if you wanted to really understand what's going on here, you know, it might help get them to understand got a problem they need to address. So that's why we're doing this. By the way, if you are here in the metro, it's myfocushearing.com, myfocushearing.com, 913-754-2144, 913-754-2144. They've got great customer service. I mean, something goes wrong with your hearing aid, you can walk in there that same day and get it taken care of. It is. They even have walk-in hours, so it's absolutely remarkable how quick they are to get something fixed. Because I'll tell you something, when this thing goes out or I have a problem with it, I panic, especially if I have to go on the road or something and I don't have this. So I've got to have access to somebody that's going to fix it for me. And that's one of the things they do at Focus Hearing. And I'm very pleased with the service that we get there. All right, so let's talk about this. So someone comes in that think they've got an issue. Go through the process like you do with us. What happens, and then the end result, and go from there.
Sure. So, of course, we start with a consultation. It's just a broad discussion about a little bit of medical history, what issues you're having. If you bring a spouse or a loved one with you, they discuss what they're noticing as well. Just an overall conversation, collecting information. Look in the ear, and then we proceed to do a hearing evaluation. From that hearing evaluation, we get all the information that we need, pairing that with the consultation to make a decision about what's going to work for you, what's not, what might be a little bit of overkill, what might not be. Air conduction testing, beeps. And then we have you repeat speech, because we want to know, there's a huge difference between can you hear a beep or can you process a sentence? And those are two different things. And we test for both of those. And then we go one step further and then we put you in noise. Because hearing loss, one of the main culprits and one of the main things that patients complain about is, I can't hear in a restaurant. I can't hear in a small group. It's hearing in crowds that really can bring someone in. If I don't know or test you and put you in that environment, I'm having to guess a little bit. So we're very, very adamant about running a speech and noise test, because you can hear speech in quiet, but you may not do as well when you get in a crowd. And that's just how you process. Hearing aid doesn't fix that. I just want to know what that looks like. Then we also rule out the possibility. Is this something that I can refer you forward to an ENT? Is this something that they can fix? Because we only treat hearing loss at the nerve level, something that's permanent, can't be fixed with surgery. So we do all of that. That's our job. And as with all other hearing healthcare professionals. So we pair that information with what you've described, what your life is. Where you go, lifestyle, meaning where do you go? What do you do? What's important to you? What issues are you having? And then it's my job to know what hearing aid is going to work best for you. We give options, and not everyone can afford a hearing aid, which we will talk about that as well. And there's other avenues for that. So that's all an important factor. What your needs are, where you go, what you do, what's affordable to you. And that's my job to make all those things come together to fruition to get you hearing better. Something is better than nothing.
So to that point, okay, one of the things, you heard that whole process she goes through. There's all kinds of ads on television now. You see them, okay, where these pitch men are telling you to buy a hearing aid, we'll ship it right to your door, et cetera, et cetera. The problem with that is you don't know what the hell you're doing, and you don't know what you're treating, and you don't know what you need. I went through three different hearing aids before I found this one, and I found this Phonak, which is the name of the hearing aid, because I went to Focus Hearing and they showed me the quality of this and what it could do, and I'll show you some of the things this thing can do. But the point is, I had a complete evaluation. Shannon comes out with a chart. She shows you, you're losing hearing here, you're good in this category, you've got a problem in this category, so you know what's going on. Here's the best part. They put the thing in. These things work on Bluetooth now. So, you know, if you're not one of these folks that's real techie, and I'm not, I'm like a Neanderthal with this stuff, I need to have somebody show this to me. So here, if you look at this is my app that opens this up. You can see on here, I can set this for a restaurant. I can set it for TV. I can set it for speech and noise. Those things that this hearing aid does for me are remarkable. Okay, I was telling her on break, that sometimes if I'm at a restaurant and I have it on restaurant, I have to turn it down because I'm hearing the guy at the next table with his buddy talking about his problems at home, and I don't particularly want to hear it. So I have to tune it down, but I can do that. I can change it to make it fit. I can change it when I'm watching television. If I'm watching an interview with somebody, that's different than watching a movie, and I want to understand the speech, then I go to speech and noise. So these things are amazing. But you're not going to know that by ordering the damn thing off of the 1-800 number on television. That's why, because you're going in to see somebody doesn't necessarily mean it's more. For those of us that are on Medicare, this is covered. Your hearing test is covered.
Yes.
And a lot of Medicare Advantage plans have a hearing aid allowance. So when that's paired with, you know, the cost and the network discount and all the rest of it, it makes a big difference. It did for us. Okay, so I think that that's the part that I think people need to understand. As I like to say, don't try this at home.
Correct.
So talk a little bit about that, why it makes sense to do it at a level where you're getting professional advice and you're being fitted and shown how this, because I could have never figured this out by myself.
Right. Well, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. Something is better than nothing. Over-the-counters, a gateway to better hearing. I would still rather have a patient try something and get a taste of what it's like to hear better. That's well and good and fantastic. The drawback to that is, what is your prescription? What is your hearing loss level? Are you under-amplifying? Are you over-amplifying yourself? You don't even know it and maybe causing more harm to your hearing than what you've already have. That's what's really important, is getting that hearing exam so you know what your hearing thresholds are. And we can address your specific threshold instead of just guessing and overfitting or underfitting. It's not ideal. Now, if someone is homebound, obviously, something is better than nothing. So it does have its niche and does have its place. But if you can, it's always going to be better to go see a hearing healthcare professional, get your prescription, and do it the right way.
And to that homebound issue, if that's your mom or your grandfather or your grandmother, then get them in the car and take them there and make the effort. Because I'm going to tell you something, it will improve your relationship dramatically.
Yes.
Okay, it does, because you can communicate.
Yes.
You know, this has made an enormous difference for me. And it was this particular hearing aid that really, the first one that I had, I wore it intermittently, only when I thought I had to, like if I was going to a business meeting or something. I didn't wear it in the studio or anything. I wear this everywhere I go now. I mean, I'm not without this thing. When I get up in the morning, it goes in. And it stays charged all day. There are no batteries in this thing.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, it's amazing.
Sure.
I put it in a little charger gizmo, go to sleep, get up in the morning, put these things in, I'm set for the day. And if I have a 10 or 11 or 12-hour day, it's still working. I mean, like, you know, when I'm in Omaha, sometimes in our office in Omaha, you know, I'll start working at 7 in the morning. I won't be back to the hotel to go to bed till 9 o'clock at night if I'm having business meetings and dinners, and this hearing aid is still working. So it is remarkable. So talk a little bit about the different, you know, different ones that are available. This is the Phonak. You've got others offer.
So there are 5 to 6 major manufacturers in America. They're all very, very comparable. You've got in the ears, you've got customs, you have receiver in the canal, which is what you have. Then we have power BTEs. It really just depends on, there's lots of factors. Neuropathy. Can you handle even changing a battery? If you can't, then rechargeability is a great answer for you. That was also a huge barrier to some patients. What's your activity like? Are you on the Harley a lot? Are you in wind? Are you golfing? Are you seeing movies? Are you playing pickleball? It depends on your lifestyle. And that's my job to really, let's have that conversation. Like, in your mind, I want you to be comfortable with what it looks like and what it feels like. Because if you don't wear it, I can't do my job. And as long as what you feel comfortable wearing fits the prescription, it's not like a 4-cylinder Honda trying to pull a truckload of hay bales. Sorry, that's a foreign reference. But as long as your wants and desires fit what I need to do, you can drive the bus.
Yeah, and the critical takeaway from that is, you hear me use this phrase all the time about health insurance. Size 44 overcoat doesn't fit everybody. Same thing applies with this, okay? You know, I went to one of those conglomerate hearing places. They had one hearing aid, and that was the one I bought, okay? And it was a mistake, okay? But I didn't know any better. I saw the newspaper ad, and I went, and it was a mistake to do it, all right? the part of a big chain, it was not the same as what I'm dealing with now. And somebody that took the time and the effort to make this work for me individually, and the same thing for my wife, Lauren. So it worked out really well. If you want to learn more, the website is myfocushearing.com, myfocushearing.com. Phone number 913-754-2144, 913-754-2144. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to talk about some other things that affect hearing. You're going to be surprised. Diabetes, loss of balance, that's all tied in to hearing in some cases. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. Shannon Steller is with me today. She is the owner and proprietor of My Focus Hearing here at Overland Park, Kansas. I said we're broadcasting this across the country because we are trying to educate you on why, if you are having a hearing loss or even suspect you're having a hearing loss, you should go get tested and more than likely should get a hearing aid. That's why we're doing the show today, is to give you all that information wherever you may be. And if you've got a relative, a mom, a dad, a grandmother, grandfather that you see and know they're having this problem, you need to get them to somebody and get a hearing test done. And don't buy the hearing aid off the television and get something that doesn't fulfill the needs. Go get the test done, understand the results, and find something that matches up like I did. It took me two or three times, but I finally got it right. Okay, and now I have this Phonak hearing aid that does a wonderful job. So let's talk about something. This is another thing I wasn't aware of. We have an epidemic of diabetes in this country. There is a relationship between diabetes and hearing, which I did not know. So explain.
You know, as we progress, we just keep finding more and more medical issues that are related to hearing loss. It's not a direct causation, but it's all related. So when it comes to diabetes, hearing loss is twice as common in people with diabetes.
Twice as common?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Diabetes is a disease of, you know, poor blood flow.
Yeah.
Striae vasculars. That blood flow is responsible for controlling the chemical makeup of the inner ear. So if you have issues with diabetes, issues with blood flow, possibly issues with your hearing.
So that means if you're a type 2 diabetic, or you happen to be a type 1 diabetic, you really need to have your hearing tested.
Absolutely.
Because you probably don't even know.
No. And then it just steamrolls.
Yeah, it gets worse and worse.
And then untreated hearing loss, you lose, you know, significant loss in cognition, social interaction, isolation, loneliness. It just snowballs from there, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But yes, diabetes, absolutely related to hearing loss.
That's an interesting one. I wasn't aware. That's the first time somebody's ever made that connection here. And I think that's important to understand. So if you're a type 2 diabetic or type 1 diabetic, you definitely need to go get a hearing test. And I don't care what age you are, because this can start at any time and it can affect you one way or the other and may not be very positive in terms of where it's at. But if you get the test to understand the problem, you can move to correct it.
Information is power.
Yeah, it certainly
is. Absolutely.
So now, here's one that you guys are not going to care for. Okay, go ahead. You said it on the break. The ED drugs, everybody's taking the little happy blue pills. If you're taking one of those, what's the connection there?
There is a connection to monaural hearing loss, sudden hearing loss in one ear.
Okay.
And they mention
that's
it.
Really,
and they mention
I haven't
it.
Heard that.
Yes, they mention it. When you listen to the commercial, all the TikTok.
It's in the display.
Yes, it is. So just be aware of that. A lot of patients aren't.
Okay.
So not trying to make a joke of anything that's,
no,
that affects everybody's life, but information.
Yeah. And then here's the other one let's talk about balance and
yes.
loss of balance and those issues.
Yes.
That's another issue. I had a very good friend, a gentleman who lived across the street from us, so we lived in the Brookside area, and he had a horrible problem with this.
Yes.
And talk about that.
Sure. So once again, it's not to direct causation. It's not if you can't hear, you're going to trip and fall. That's not what we're discussing. When it comes to your brain making balanced decisions, it gets information three ways. Visual cues. What do you see going on in your environment? Tactile information, hands and feet, spatial awareness, and hearing. So your brain takes in those three ways of information. It's a tripod. So if one of those information systems is not working correctly, the brain is not making an informed decision about balance. And that's the direct, that's the correlation of hearing imbalance. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. I would have never, that never would have crossed my mind.
And over time, as your hearing degrades and it's not being reactivated with amplification, the portion of your brain that processes for vision is being overworked. And the portion of your brain that is processing for hearing is underworked. So then you've got issues with, you know, this part of the brain is not working great. This one's being overworked. And it's just very, very interesting.
There are a lot of issues that surround this hearing loss thing. Yes. We're almost out of time here, but I do want you to talk about chronic loneliness and social isolation. And this specifically applies to seasoned citizens. So let's talk a little bit about that and how the hearing is directly connects to that.
So it was very interesting. In 2023, the Surgeon General put out an advisory letter. And it was about the healing effects of social connection and community. And it was actually kind of shocking after reading all of it, but it was so important because social isolation and loneliness is highly associated with dementia.
That is a fact.
And the data across 148 studies, average of 7.5 years of follow-up, suggests that social connectivity increases the odds of survival by 50%.
I did not know that.
I mean, I just get chills when you think about, you know, and he just talks about the concern of how this loneliness and social isolation is just affecting our lives in so many ways. And we all want to age well. I'm 49. I'm starting to think about aging well. What does that look like? And the things you don't even think about can affect all of the other parts of your existence. It's just amazing to me. But his main concern was the epidemic of social, you know, withdrawal and loss of, and loneliness. Oh, that was this was before COVID.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. But that
made it worse. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Terrible.
It is. Thank you very much coming in today. We're going to we'll do this again. There's more of this we're going to talk about, but I really appreciate you coming in today.
My pleasure.
You know, we do these shows for a reason, and the effort here is to educate you and inform you. A lot of this stuff you may not have heard. You may have a family member that is going through this. Look, I'm 75 years old. I wear two of these things. I can hear just as well as a 12-year-old kid now, okay? The reason is because I'm wearing these hearing aids and I found a group of people that know what they're doing and they made a big difference in my life. They made a difference in my kid's life and my grandkid's life because I'm not constantly bending over, asking them, what did he say? What did they say? I can hear them now. I can understand what they're saying. They make a big difference. Get a hearing test. Find out if you've got a problem and deal with it. If you hear local, it's myfocushearing.com, myfocushearing.com. The phone number, 913-754-2144, 913-754-2144. And now I leave you with this thought from Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd will usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone finds himself in places no one has ever been. Remember, friends, it's a funny thing about life. If you refuse to accept anything but the very best, you most often get it. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Goodbye, America.